Chapter 17. I held my breath as the giant glittering door began to open with the echoing sound of stone rubbing against stone. My wives and I gripped each other's hands, and we backed up a few feet to watch as the door creaked ajar in what seemed like an unbearably slow motion. Nothing seemed to be jumping out at us, though, so when the huge entryway was about 3/4 of the way open, I pulled the three women forward so we could look again. I wasn't sure what I'd been expecting, but what I saw beyond the door wasn't it. Instead of a creepy cavern, the room was at least as grand as Ariana's royal chambers, and it was possibly even fancier. Eudora's chamber was well lit by magic candles that covered the walls in glittering sconces, and the room was as bright as daylight above the surface. I had to shield my eyes from the glare after being down in the depths of the sea for so long, and I saw my wives doing the same. The ceiling of the chamber was at least 50 feet high, too, and the walls appeared to be totally encrusted in pearls. Once my eyes adjusted to the light, I saw a gigantic bed with a glittering diamond canopy in the middle of the room, and Eudora sat on the edge of the bed in her incredibly beautiful mermaid form. She was brushing her long black hair that reflected the light from the torches, and the gleaming strands floated out into the water behind her. Her tail sparkled in all the colors of the rainbow, and I started to feel a tiny bit entranced before she even turned to look at us.
Eudora, we've come to destroy you!
Ariana shouted out in a brave voice, but when the mermaid on the bed turned to us, it was as if the redhead hadn't spoken at all. Unlike the passageway we'd used to reach her chamber, it was completely silent, and even through the earplugs I wore, I could hear every word when the witch began to speak to me.
I've been expecting you, hero.
The black-haired mermaid purred, and she completely ignored Ariana as she gazed at me with wide, pale blue eyes. I vaguely heard the door to the chamber creaking shut behind us, but I could barely register what was happening. Like the first time I'd seen the witch in her mermaid form, I couldn't look away from her. Her breasts were barely covered by a bikini top that reflected the rainbow hues of her tail, and I could see the outlines of her erect nipples and every inch of her curves.
I've been expecting you too, I muttered.
A hot rush ran through my veins at the sight of her, and I involuntarily tried to swim forward to get to the beautiful witch, though I had a vague sense of arms trying to pull me back.
If you don't like my tail, I can create legs for you, and everything that lies between.
Eudora offered in a seductive tone, and I heard myself gasp.
I bet you'd like to make love while I sing to you.
I nodded and tried to move closer to the sea witch when suddenly the trance was broken. I shook my head to clear it when I saw Sienna next to me, and I realized the blonde must have frozen time.
Joe, you need to resist her,
Sienna urged as she looked at me with grave concern in her deep azure eyes.
Although she's beautiful in this form, so I'm not sure the earplugs are going to save you from her entirely. But in any case, it's a good thing you have them in.
I looked around and realized Jessamine and Ariana were frozen as well. When time had stopped, they'd both been staring at me with expressions of horror on their faces, and I realized how much I was scaring my wives. Why didn't you stop time for them? I asked the blonde, as I tried to rub my eyes to keep from staring at the witch. She was even managing to hypnotize me in her frozen state, and I found that disturbing. Then something clicked in my head. Shit. Sienna, I should just try to hit her with Genie's wrath now.
I think that's a great idea, Joe, but I want to conserve as much of my power as possible. So whatever you're gonna do, do it quickly.
I nodded. All right, let's do this. I focused as hard as I could on my sword as I aimed its tip directly at Eudora. For a moment, I felt bad about killing someone so beautiful. But then I realized through my still foggy state that those kinds of thoughts were still her attempts to control me. Then a huge purple blast shot out of Genie's wrath and hit the beautiful witch directly in the middle of her chest. Her body seemed to sizzle for a moment, which I thought was a good sign. But then the bolt of violet lightning exploded outward from her body and ricocheted all the way up to the ceiling of the chamber. The sparks bounced off the walls and faded into nothingness in the water, and my heart sank. Fuck! Guess we're gonna need a new plan.
Yeah, that was definitely disappointing. I know we'll figure out a way to defeat this hag, but like I said, I'm trying to conserve power, so I'm going to unfreeze time now. Just hang in there.
When Sienna let her time spell go, I did my best to stare at the ground and not make eye contact with Eudora. Something drew my eyes up toward her, though, and I did my best to resist as I looked first at her rainbow tail, her flat abs, and then her full breasts with engorged nipples. I shook my head again before I could look her in the eyes, because I knew I had to fight right now. Then Sienna and Jessamine grabbed me on the arms from both sides, which helped break the spell.
Anyway, hero, trust me, you'd like fucking me much better than these whores.
Eudora went on, though I could only hear her faintly through the earplugs.
I know the mermaid likes to turn herself into a human for you and spread those pretty little legs. The stupid redhead thinks she rules these seas, when nothing could be further from the truth. Her father lives on, but not for long, and once I destroy him, the seas will be mine. King Liron thinks he can send his little daughter to defeat me, when he couldn't even protect her mother.
In one motion, Ariana pulled her trident from her back and lunged forward to attack the witch. Sienna and Jessamine let go of me and grabbed the redhead's arms to pull her back. But when my two human wives stopped touching me, Eudora's beauty started drawing me in again. "Resist, Joe," I muttered to myself, and I pinched myself on the arm. Jessamine and Sienna were still trying to talk Ariana down, so I was on my own for the moment. And when I found myself looking at Eudora's face, I forced myself to look away again. "You can do this, Joe. Just hang in there." Eudora must have seen my hesitation, because she stared at me even more intently. Her wide sky-blue eyes were like lasers that homed in on me, and I found myself making eye contact with the sea witch again.
"I almost have the hero totally subdued,"
the witch told my wives.
"And there's nothing you can do about it. Let's just face it, I'm more beautiful than you sluts will ever be. Even in your presence, he can't resist me."
"Fuck you," I managed to get out, but I knew my voice was weak. Then my wives rushed back over to me, and when they all placed a hand on my body, that helped a lot. "Let me say that one more time. Fuck you," I shouted. Eudora smirked, and then I saw the witch open her mouth and begin to sing. I raised both hands to my ears and jammed the plugs in even tighter, and then I took a deep breath. When I realized the singing wasn't affecting me, I silently cheered and gave my wives a thumbs up.
"Oh, thank the gods. The earplugs are actually working. Now, if we could just keep you from looking at her..." "What did you do to his ears?"
Eudora roared, and she pushed herself up from the bed as her angelic face contorted into a scowl.
"Never mind. I wasn't gonna finish you off that way anyway. I'm going to defeat you even if the so-called hero is fighting at your side."
With that, the witch began to transform. Her long raven hair turned into a nest of hissing snakes, and each one's mouth was full of teeth as sharp as knives. The snakes seemed to be getting longer and longer, and the princesses and I had to jump back out of their reach.
"I'm putting up my shield,"
Ariana grunted, and she did it just in time, because the snakes' mouths immediately pressed up against the bubble. Their forked red tongues snapped out at us again and again, and it seemed like their razor-like teeth could bite through the invisible barrier at any moment. For a minute, Eudora still had the face and body of a beautiful woman with serpents for hair. Then, suddenly, the rest of her transformed as well. First, her porcelain skin turned olive green, and then her exquisite features morphed into those of the ancient hag she was. Her light blue eyes now burned red through the water, and her rotten teeth were sharp as daggers and nearly as green as her skin. Most unsettling was the way her face and body seemed to be one with the water, and her features melted away into the current again and again, only to reappear. Her mermaid's body was now cloaked in black, and its boundaries with the water were blurry, so her form faded away to nothingness as it reached the floor of the chamber. And if that wasn't bad enough, the witch began to grow. Her face and body expanded until she was at least 20 feet tall, and when she roared again, her voice was so loud the walls of the chamber began to crumble. At first, a shower of pearls rained down upon the shield Ariana had created, and then the illusions of the room fell away too, and we were in nothing but a dark cavern as our barrier was pelted over and over by rocks the size of soccer balls. The bed Eudora had been sitting on disappeared too, and her body now almost filled the dim chamber.
Shit!
Sienna screamed as the snakes on the witch's head grew to their full size, which was long enough to reach down to the floor of the chamber. Their mouths seemed big enough to consume our heads, and giant rocks continued to fall down on us and seemed to threaten the security of Ariana's bubble.
I'm freezing time now. We need to figure out what to do.
Thanks, Sienna, I told my blonde wife, as the horrific sounds of the hissing snakes, Eudora's roaring, and the falling rocks came to a halt. Even with the earplugs in, it had been incredibly loud, and I felt terrible for my wives who didn't have any ear protection. I gasped for breath now that I had a minute to think, and I reached out for my wives in the hopes their touch would help calm me. I need to think. I need to figure out a way to destroy these snakes first, and then we'll figure out how to bring down the hag herself. I really want to blast them with Genie's wrath, and I hope the sword works this time, but I can't do it from inside this bubble.
Okay, then I need to take the bubble down.
Ariana nodded with determination.
Sienna, how long do we have? Do you think you can keep time frozen long enough for Joe to destroy these snakes?
Yes, I'm feeling strong,
the blonde replied, but then she grimaced for a moment.
Still, Joe, we need to do this as fast as possible. If I need to reverse time again, it takes a bit stronger magic.
All right, the shield is no longer in place.
Ariana warned us.
Don't bump into the snakes.
Get out of the way, all of you, I shouted. My wives swam out of the reach of the serpents, and I prepared my attack. The snakes' knife-like teeth were only about 6 inches away from our faces, so I pulled out Genie's wrath and slashed their heads off. Their necks exploded into clouds of green blood in the water, and I ducked out of the way and swam toward my wives. I still want to use my sword to hit the place where they meet her head. And hell, maybe I'll just shoot Eudora herself between the eyes. Sienna, how are we doing with time?
I'm good, Joe.
My blonde wife muttered, but I noticed her fists were clenched. All right, I'm attacking now, I told the princesses, as I raised Genie's wrath into the air and pointed it directly at the witch's face. I hoped that whatever shield protected her before had disappeared now that she was in her true form, so I thought it was worth another try. My giant golden sword shot out a huge blast of violet sparks, and while the blow made direct contact with my target, the attack seemed to shoot directly through Eudora's watery visage.
Oh, fuck!
I groaned. Guess I'll try the snakes first, and then try to come up with something else. Maybe if I were closer.
You can do it, Joe.
Jessamine cheered me on.
We can figure this out.
Okay, then let's try for the snakes this time. I aimed Genie's wrath directly at the top of Eudora's head and shot out another bolt of purple lightning. This time, the attack hit 3 of the snakes directly and they fell to the ground. 3 down, 20 to go. This is going to be a long road.
Joe, I don't think I can hold it much longer.
Sienna grunted, and then she poked Ariana on the arm.
Ariana, shield, now!
You got it, Sienna!
The redhead shouted, and then she put her shield up just in time, because as soon as the room began rushing back into motion, more snakes were immediately in our faces again.
Okay, time for a new plan,
I yelled, and I could feel my heart pounding in my chest as I watched the snakes I'd blasted regenerating.
You thought it would be that easy?
Eudora sneered from her position high above us.
Your pathetic sword can't defeat me. The hero's sword, I hear they call it. That's a laugh. Nothing can kill me. Dozens, maybe hundreds, maybe even thousands have tried to destroy me over the years, but I'm still taking care of time again,
Sienna growled, and I was relieved the witch's irritating monologue stopped mid-sentence.
What are we gonna do, Joe?
I have an idea,
Jessamine interjected as she faced me.
We made you small, right, Joe? Well, Eudora's big, so maybe you need to be as big as she is. Imagine how surprised she'll be when time unfreezes and you're up in her face. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah, I agreed with a savage grin.
and then I'll cut her bitch-ass head off.
The strike from Genie's wrath to her face didn't do anything. I wonder if it was because she keeps fading back into the water.
I think it might have been that. But the truth is, we're not getting anything done from down here. At least if I'm up there with her, I can cut off all the snakes at their source.
Okay, Joe. If you're sure, I'm going to do it.
Jessamine said, and when I nodded, she focused for a long minute.
This is a hard one, but it's happening.
My entire body started to buzz and tremble as soon as Jessamine cast her spell. It seemed like I could feel every step of the transformation, and while it wasn't painful, it was a little disconcerting. I sensed my skin blow up like a balloon first, and then it seemed like my bones and organs grew to fill up the empty space. When my head stopped tingling, I looked down at my body for a moment, and I couldn't believe I was actually 20 feet tall. Genie's wrath had to be 10 feet long in my hand, and when I looked up, Eudora's watery green face floated directly in front of me. Oh, hell yeah! I laughed, and with one huge blow from my sword, I struck all the snakes from her head. The serpents drifted down through the water toward the floor of the cave, and I watched them shrivel up on the ground near the princesses.
Get ready, Joe!
Sienna shouted, and I stepped as far back as I could from the witch and held Genie's wrath up into the water.
You have about 10 seconds!
Put the double shield up, Ariana and Jessamine! My voice boomed down to the ground, and I saw my wives cover their ears. Then, before I knew it, a glass bubble surrounded all three of the princesses. Hang in there for a minute!
What a surprise, hero!
While I'd been looking down, Eudora had sprung back to life, and her jaw hung open for a moment in shock before her mouth twisted into a cruel grin.
How lovely to see you up here.
As quickly as I could, I grabbed the hilt of Genie's wrath with both hands and slashed outward toward the witch's neck as her features floated in and out of view. The witch put up a hand to block me, but the blade actually cut through her watery flesh this time, and black blood began dripping out. Eudora looked down, and her eyes widened like she was surprised I'd actually managed to injure her. How do you like that, you fat bitch? I panted as I prepared to strike out again. I noticed the snakes were starting to regenerate, but I was less worried about my wives now that they were in the glass bubble. The snakes finished regenerating, but I noticed they were shorter this time, and they were exactly the right length to attack me in the face. As they swam directly at me, I instinctively raised a hand to bat them away. One of their mouths made contact with my flesh, and the bite immediately began to sting as I saw a cloud of my own blood drift out into the water. Shit. I tried to ignore the pain as I raised Genie's wrath again to slash them away. I didn't get a great angle, though, and I only managed to cut several of their heads off before the serpents immediately grew back. I stepped back a few feet as I contemplated my next move, but the snakes grew even longer and started to snap out close to my face again, so I did the only thing I could think of, which was to blast the very top of Eudora's head with Genie's wrath. Luckily, the snakes were the most solid thing about the witch, and shooting them at their very roots seemed to destroy them. Their writhing bodies exploded in a shower of sparks, and then the serpent's remains disintegrated into ash that washed away in the water. Eudora patted the top of her head and roared with anger, and several eels that looked like smaller versions of Morgar came swimming out of her mouth. This was really starting to get disgusting. The eels didn't seem like a huge threat, but the sight of them emerging from her gaping, rotten mouth made me want to vomit. I slashed the eels easily away with my sword, but I gagged on the mist of green blood that emerged from their broken bodies. Then, as I wiped the goo from my eyes, I realized Eudora had come up with a new trick.
How do you like this, hero?
Eudora taunted me, and out of seemingly nowhere, the sea witch produced a sword the size of giant Genie's wrath with a bright red heart on its hilt.
Thanks for giving me my amulet back.
I slashed out at the witch at chest level, but she expertly parried my blow. We began to spar back and forth for a few minutes, but we seemed to be fairly evenly matched. Occasionally, her sword would melt back into the water, and I hoped I could strike at one of those moments. The next time the sword disappeared from Eudora's watery hand, I pulled back my arm and jabbed straight into the place I thought her heart would be. Unlike when I cut her hand, though, Jeannie's wrath went straight through her body into the water behind her, and since we weren't making any progress, I knew I needed a little help. "Sienna!" I thundered as I glanced down at my wives. "Are you down there?" Something flashed in the corner of my eye just then, and when I looked back up, I saw a huge wave of something bright red coming toward my face. Before I could put my hands up, I got hit with what felt like battery acid. I dropped Jeannie's wrath to the ground with a thunderous crash, and I tried desperately to wash off the pain from my eyes and skin with the salt water around me. I briefly heard Eudora start to cackle, but then she went silent, and the burning sensation disappeared. I looked up as my blurry vision cleared, and I watched the red substance float away from my face and back into the tip of the Sea Witch's sword. Sienna had reversed time again, and I picked my sword up off the ground as I had an idea. "Hey, I think I can deflect this red shit back at her," I said, as I bent down to talk to my wives with time still frozen. "I want you all to swim around her back, and when Eudora gets hit in the face with the red poison, or whatever this is, I want you to strike out at her with your weapons. My hope is she gets distracted, and that'll give me a chance to finish her off. You see how parts of her look more solid right now? I think those solid parts are exactly where I need to strike. And that explains why I was able to cut her hand, but Jeannie's wrath went right through her heart. And Sienna, thanks for helping me out. That stuff was burning the fuck out of me."
"No problem, Joe."
The blonde swam up and kissed me on my giant cheek.
"So, let me get this straight. As soon as you're ready, we swim around her back and I unfreeze time. In the meantime, you deflect the red blast back into her face, so we're hitting her from both sides practically at once."
"That's right. Ariana, Jessamine, do you see any flaws in my plan?"
"I think it sounds like it could work,"
the mermaid told me, and she patted me on my huge fingernail, which was the only thing she could reach.
"It's going to work."
Jessamine smiled brightly at me.
"Now, let's get this over with so we can get out of here."
"Yeah, let's kick this bitch's ass once and for all," I said, as I smiled at all my wives. They began to swim around Eudora's back, and I stood up and held Jeannie's wrath in front of my face. Then I counted down. 3, 2, 1, Sienna, start time again! This time, when Eudora shot the red substance from the tip of her sword, I was prepared. I watched as the poison struck the edge of my blade and streamed back out into circles through the water. The red whirlpools hit her directly in the face, and though only her eyes and nose were solid, it clearly stung, because the giant witch stumbled backward. The princesses must have attacked her with their weapons at the same time, too, because while the sea hag was still reeling from the blow to her face, she turned around and glanced at her back. The moment the witch turned around, I quickly scanned her body for a solid spot to hit. In an instant, I saw a location around waist level, and I slashed out horizontally with both hands on the hilt of Jeannie's wrath. To my total surprise, I must have hit the sea witch in exactly the right spot. My blow slashed her directly in half, and when she whirled forward to look at me, the expression on her face was one of pure horror. Then I managed to dive out of the way before she toppled face first to the ground in a puddle of black blood and body parts, which had apparently all become solid again upon her demise. I looked up and saw the princesses floating in the space that had been behind her, and their eyes and jaws were wide open with shock. They quickly swam down to meet me, and I leaned my giant body up against the wall and stared at Eudora's corpse.
"Joe, is she dead?"
Ariana's aqua eyes were like saucers.
It all happened so suddenly. I'm not saying I wanted a chance to say goodbye, but I wanted to tell her to go suck a jellyfish at least one last time."
"Yeah, I think she's dead. I honestly couldn't believe it. Either I'd seen the exact right spot to hit Eudora, I'd gotten incredibly lucky, or maybe it was a little bit of both. We've been fighting her and her minions for so long. I know it's hard to believe, but yeah, I think we did it."
"Wow."
Jessamine shook her head.
"That was unbelievable, Joe. I'm so proud of you, my hero. But I actually had a thought before I shrunk you back, which was that I wanted to see what you looked like extra big.
Oh my gods, Jessamine! You have the dirtiest mind of anyone I've ever known! Although, maybe it wouldn't hurt to take a quick peek.
Whatever you princesses want to do.
I rolled my eyes and laughed. I'd started to feel a stirring in my shorts at their discussion, which I found slightly terrifying to contemplate, and Ariana was bright red, of course, but I had a serious question for her.
I'm going to take out my earplugs because I want to listen to something. Ariana, do you want to see if you have your singing voice back?
Yes, that's a great idea, Joe. And I'm feeling so strong, I even can control it so it doesn't overpower you the way it has in the past.
The mermaid declared with a big smile.
I think I want to be overpowered right now, just a little. I grinned at my red-haired wife. Maybe it will help me relax.
Okay then, Joe, if you're sure.
Ariana cleared her throat, and when she opened her mouth, a sound like I'd never heard before emerged. It was much more incredible coming from the source than when either Eudora or Jessamine had mimicked it. And this time, I felt like I had the luxury to actually enjoy it. The mermaid's voice was birds chirping on the first day of spring, water splashing down a waterfall to create misty rainbows, and a choir of angels singing all at the same time. As I vaguely felt Sienna and Jessamine messing with my shorts, I sat back and let Ariana's music take me over.
We're going to have to try this out in the bedroom, I heard myself mumble in my giant's voice. But then I realized Ariana had abruptly stopped singing. And when I looked down at Jessamine and Sienna, the two princesses I'd thought were impossible to embarrass were actually bright red as they swam in place near my half-unzipped fly.
What? What is it?
Hi, Daddy.
Ariana stuttered.
Daddy? My eyebrows shot up. Well, that's new. I mean, I'm not saying I don't like it, but...
Joe!
Sienna hissed as her eyes widened, and then her gaze shot over my shoulder. And when I turned around, I realized King Liron had swum into the room.
Oops.